Welcome to the United States Race Commission meeting. Today's date is Thursday, June 13th, 2024. It's approximately 9:02. Start off with roll call, please.
David Hasse Sanchez.
Here.
Billy Smith.
Here.
John Buffington.
Here.
Margaret Branch. Bob Petrie.
And move on to Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. We'll go on to approve the agenda.
So move, Commissioner Clinton.
Second, Buffington. Motion. Third. All opposed. Good. Any approval of minutes?
Ready to be Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington. Motion second. All favor. Opposed. Passes. Okay, move on to commissioners' reports. Okay, and let's go on to six agency director report.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Izzy Trejo, Director of the New Mexico Race Commission. First off, I'd like to start this morning with introducing the newest member of the New Mexico Racing Commission. Before us, next to Denise, we have Ms. Sarah Lopez. She comes to us from the deep south, and despite her youthfulness, she does have plenty of racetrack experience, having worked at several racetracks in Louisiana. And she will be helping out in a variety of ways at our office as a utility person to help everyone out when they need help. So that's her there.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. One thing that I'm really glad that she is bilingual, and she's a great interpreter for some people around here that need it, and that's what really have been lacking, I would say, and that should really help us a lot. Mm-hmm. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Any more kids?
Yes.
Well, I'll move on. The Reynosa race meet got off to a very quick start. Came very quick because we're already headed into the Rainbow Futurity trials here pretty soon. Things are going along pretty well from what I understand. We've only had one catastrophic injury so far with the quarter horse at that race meet during the races, and that was a sudden death injury with no appearance of any issues with the bone structure on that horse. So far, there's been one. I guess we'll be making their visit to Mendoza Downs here in the near future.
That horse, that was the third quarter horse?
The quarter horse.
Sorry. Quarter horse?
Yes, sir.
How old was it?
I believe it was a three-year-old. Yes. Yes. Hissa will be going to Reynosa Downs here pretty soon to do their assessment for this year. It's my understanding that the assessment or evaluation is going to be a lot more stringent than what they were last year. They kind of broke out of the gate slow to let everyone get a feel for what they're looking for. So it's my understanding that if tracks continue to be non-compliant, that the threat of the export signal being withheld by HISA would come to fruition. So let's hope that we're not going in that direction with any of our racetracks, but that's the hammer that's been held over our racetrack status. So that's really not compliant with all the racetrack safety that stage up on that. Going into FY25, I hate to be doom and gloom, but with the blocking of our expansion for our budget, it puts us in a dire situation. Pay our vets for FY25, and our fiscal year starts July 1st, right in mid-meet of Reynosa. The agency did not get any money to pay the salaries that we pay in our vets. We currently pay for them out of the HISA fund that was appropriated this past fiscal year in FY24. That was a little benefit that was given to the commission to get our vet program started, but then to come into FY25 and not get any money. Our CFO, Amber Trujillo, and myself are looking for alternative methods to get some money to help keep our vet program growing, as it is doing very well. But none of the ideas are very good, and I think it's going to be painful. But nonetheless, we're going to keep thinking of good ways to get some type of funding to pay our vets. You know, you hate to rob Peter and pay Paul and take part of our budget from one area and move it to pay the vets, and then we struggle with some necessities on the other end. So it's a reality that we're going to have to deal with. I trust in our CFO, Ms. Amber Cahill. She's a pretty bright young lady that'll come up with something genius. So let's keep our fingers crossed. I will say that we're not the only jurisdiction that's having problems with vets. I've said it numerous times. Every conversation I have with directors around the country, everyone's struggling to find veterinarians, stewards, racing personnel. Our population is just shrinking as far as professionals that want to seek jobs in the industry. That's why we're happy that a young person like this is willing to join the team and do their service for the horse racing industry.
Well. Our problem is, we already found our best. We don't have the funds paid.
Yes,
that's the problem that we have. So we need I want that down on the record. So this comes back to us here, and there's certain things that we are required to do as the risk commission, and we need those vets, desperately need the vets to carry out the program that we have. In order to have the vets, we have to pay the vets. So that's what we're stuck here. So we need to go to the people we need to go to.
Why were we able to take the money out of the ERISA fund last year?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Smith, answer to that is the agency was appropriated a $500,000 amount for ERISA fees, not part of Senate Bill 1036, a highly different appropriation, and we utilized that for a lot of the ERISA work that's been done specifically by the vets. So we were able to use that $500,000 this year to attract vets to come to New Mexico with the hope of getting an expansion to keep that program going. But when the agency was not appropriated any expansion for FY25, that $500,000 is done and spent by June 30th this year. We pretty much used it all. So we will not have any time to pay veterinarians going into FY25.
A
special appropriation that was earmarked for ERISA work that the agency was doing to try to expand it because of the workload that was going to be built on the agency. And we used it. We attracted the vets and were able to pay them handsomely. And that's why we were able to get, like Fossum said, a good amount of veterinarians that have interest in coming to New Mexico. But now what do? We invited them here, and then now we...
Is it possible to have that ERISA money to do with it?
That would involve some discussions with Santa Fe, and that's probably where this is going to go to get a special appropriation to keep the industry going. Because I've always said, no vets, no racing. We need someone there to have oversight of the animal welfare aspect.
How do we go about that?
Well, we'll probably start making phone calls pretty quick. We have some alternative ideas, but I'm not sure that they're going to fly very well.
Members of the commission, we as you probably know, we advise the veterinary board. Kristen told me to advise them. I'll ask Kristen if you perhaps put it on their agenda as a communication to them that we need vets. And I can work with the director to see about how to word that in an appropriate way. But maybe you have to come from the vet board that this need needs to be met. Maybe that would help.
I guess if they give us their budget, we can help out. We have vets that really need the funding for them. But I do appreciate the offer.
Sure, Ruben.
because we it will take a small army to fight up the river.
Maybe what you need me to do and then start moving in that direction.
Well, we appreciate that. So we probably will ask for a special appropriation to see if they'll be kind enough to help us out that way. Because things are going a lot.
Well, the thing is, we need an amount.
Yeah.
Because without an amount, we can't go to Santa Fe and say, we need money for a vessel. How much you need? How long? We need an amount. Once we have an amount, estimate an amount, then we have something to work with. But till we get that, we can't do that. Then we can go to the players to be and make sense of this whole mess here. And I think we can do it. It's just we need that amount.
Mr. Chairman, commissioners, I will have if I get that to you by the business today. I will do the numbers. Thank you. So that's something we're not looking forward to, but you know, we deal with hurdles every day, so just another hurdle for us to overcome. It's difficult. It's just not easy sometimes. Not to peel off an old scab, but going back to the issue with the simulcasting between the horseman's group and the racetrack and clinical numbers, it looks like the agency just for the month of May on year-over-year comparison, 23 versus 24, we lost almost $16,000 in testing revenue for just looking at the numbers for the month of May. If that continues, and that's a consistent number, which I don't think it's going to be, because May obviously is the Kentucky Derby day, Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. That's why those numbers are pretty significant. But if we average $16,000 per year, that's $192,000 less for testing this year, which is a pretty significant thing.
Yeah, but we are sending our signal now. I mean, our signal's going out now.
Well, when we start running live,
yeah, from the start, yeah.
I think we're up to 11 tracks now that not sent our signal
foods. Possibly, yes.
Yeah,
but this is the lost revenue from simulcasting,
yeah,
by tracks coming in.
Right.
With that, I stand for any questions. And just an update, commissioners, Commissioner Branch is going to get here.
Yeah. Lift it up. Sure. We move on to Mr. Holt, please, something.
Good morning, commissioners. Can you hear me?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Well, I have my final reports for Sunray Park. In their 18 days, they ran a total of 56 New Mexico bred races. Of those, there were 22 thoroughbred and 22 quarter horse overnights. Our contribution to those races was $180,500. They had 6 quarter horse trials, 3 thoroughbred stakes, and 3 quarter horse stakes, which we contributed $250,000 to the stakes. So our total contribution was $430,500. And this is $271,000 less than in 2023. They averaged 3.12 New Mexico bred races per day. There were 25 thoroughbred and 31 quarter horses. And they were plus 2 for the 3 a day. For the average field sizes for restricted New Mexico bred overnight races, the thoroughbreds averaged 6.96. The quarter horses averaged 9.41, and the combined average field size was 8.19. For New Mexico breds running in open overnight races, there were 497 horses. Of those, 141 came in first, second, or third, and that is 29%. There were 69 thoroughbreds, 72 quarter horses, and the contribution to those for those horses was $129,870.07. And that completes my reports.
Any questions?
Yeah. Go ahead. I had a question on the $271,000 less than in 2023. The bulk of that was because there were one less thoroughbred stakes and one less quarter horse stakes.
That's correct.
So my question has to do with where does that, how does that money there get redistributed?
Well, at Sunray Park, we actually, when I paid off all of our contributions to the stakes races, we had $4,000 left. What happened was the reason why we had so much money for the last 2 years was because of the purse tax agreements. Sunland Park contributed to Sunray Park 2 years. They also skipped a year of racing in 2020. When COVID hit in March of 2020, we did not have a meet, and I had already saved up almost enough money for that meet, and then it didn't run. And then we got money from Sunland Park for them because of the purse tax agreement. So we had this excess money and we spent it. And that's why now this year we're back down to reality. And that is exactly what we earned. And that's what we could spend to give back.
All right, thank you.
Does that make sense?
That helps a lot for me.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, last year we also had two divisions of the Jack Cole and two divisions of the Jimmy Drake. We did not run the Ken Kendrick because it didn't fill, but we did overfill those other two races and came up with quite a bit more for those two races also. So we used it up in 23. We used it up, and then we used it up again this year. Went to almost zero.
We also had three more days of racing last year.
Yes, they had 21 last year and only 18 this year.
Right.
However, they ran 12 a day. So
we actually had slightly larger number of races. I can't remember the number off the top of my head, but 6, 9, somewhere.
Yeah, more, a little bit more. Yeah, even though they had three less days, they had more races. And if you look at the overnight races, we had 44 this year and 54 last year. So there were less overnight races for New Mexico Breds. So we didn't spend as much.
Yeah, the other request I have, you report the percentage of New Mexico Bred horses that are first, second, or third in open, and you report that every month. I think in years past, you put that on your report. So if you would put that on your report again, you report that out, you know, the 25% number that you gave out today. If you just put that on the report, like in the past, I think it was on the report. So when
you mean on my New Mexico Breds and Open Overnight Races report?
Yeah.
It is there. It was 29%.
It's in the detailed report. Yeah, okay. You need to put it up right up here on the summation sheet, but that was it.
Okay.
It's there, I can find it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else from Mary?
Thank you, Mary. Okay, let's move on to Mr. Buffington. Can you get us into the session for
I can. I move that the commission enter into executive session to discuss pending litigation, licensing matters, and for deliberations in connection with legal proceedings as identified under item number 7 of the meeting agenda in accordance with NMSA 1978, sections 10-15-1H, 1, 3, and 7 of the Open Meetings Act.
Second.
Second.
Motion to second. All in favor?
Right.
Roll call vote.
David Hasse Sanchez.
Yes.
Billy Smith.
Yes.
John Buffington.
Yes. Okay, we're now in closed session. Yeah.
Okay, we are back on the record. Let the record reflect that the matters discussed in closed session were only those listed in the motion and that no final actions were taken. Let the record also reflect that General Counsel Richard Bustamante recused himself from all matters discussed in item 7G as listed on the agenda and did not participate in any respects with that deliberation. So with that, we are on to the next item of unfinished new business 8A, matter of Allison Martinez. Chairman Sanchez, members of the commission, understand from your deliberations that you're willing to entertain a motion to adopt the recommendations of the hearing officer in this matter in full, with the following corrections: that one, the recommended time paid with shall be paid with a fine, shall be paid within 30 days of the signing of an order. Two, that Ms. Martinez be given credit for time served, so to speak, under her summary suspension of 6 months. And the third amendment would be that there is an additional 60-day suspension to run concurrently pursuant to the statute and rules based upon the 6 points that were recommended in the hearing officer's report. Do I hear such a motion?
Did we mention that $35,000 in 30 days?
Yeah, the fine shall be paid within 30 days of the signing of a final order.
So moves, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Let's move on to B. Request for ratification of approval to amend split testing labs.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, we respectfully request ratification of approval to amend the split testing laboratory, as the University of Kentucky's laboratory has lost their accreditation. So we seek to formally remove them from the official split testing laboratories to be used by horsemen here in New Mexico.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Got a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Move on to C.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, we simply request for the approval to amend the 2024 Redoso Down Stewards with the addition of Mr. Donald Roush to report for duties this upcoming Saturday at Redoso Downs.
Motion.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Is that the young man from Arizona?
Yes, it is, Mr. Commissioner. Yes.
Okay, move on to D. Sunray Park.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Steve Fidunak, Director of Racing, Sunray Park. First item, we request ratification of approval to amend the 2024 post times and wagering format for May 18th. That was the Preakness Stakes. We did a little finagling so that our people could bet the Preakness and cash out and then continue to bet our races after.
Well, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
We got a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Number two.
Number two, requests for ratification of approval to change entry day for the Four Corners and the Breeder Futurities. This was to accommodate the extra testing that we did for both of those. And we ended up talking to Equibase, and they said we could go ahead and just do those two races and do the draw on a Wednesday rather than do it on the Friday. And that gave us enough time to get test results back. So we were able to do clean draws for the Four Corners and the New Mexico Breeders.
Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
And number three, Sunray respectfully requests ratification of approval to amend our 2024 racing officials. This was for closing weekend. We had a few problems with the gate crew. Gentleman was hurt, one got married, and so we had to bring a couple of extra people back in for that. And that was our amendment.
Motion.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Look.
How are you doing? Good. How are you?
Good seeing you.
Well, Chairman's Commissioner Don Cook with the Downs at Albuquerque.
requesting approval of our 2024 racing officials with one notable change. If approved, Mr. Tony Fetti replacing Joe Chavez as our grandstand barn area security director. Joe is now full-time at the casino. Tony comes from a background in law enforcement, was senior patrol officer with the New Mexico State Police from January 2010 to March 2022. His district at one time was the State Fair property, so he's familiar with our property and the entire State Fair property. He was assigned to the governor's detail, protection detail, providing security for top-level state executives, making him an expert in crowd control. So I want to introduce you to Tony. He's been with now for 5 months. Since the barn is open, he's got to meet a lot of the horsemen. He's caught up on all the rules. But explain what he expects from you guys, what he expects from us, the horsemen. I think Tony will do a great job. Everybody follows the rules. We'll be fine. If we don't, he's no nonsense. So I wanted to introduce him to you and asking for his approval along with the other officials I submitted today for approval.
Welcome. Good luck, and your credentials are impressive.
Sure.
Good. So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
A motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I have a question for you. Are things going well?
So far, so good. Tell what, everything seems to be going well.
Okay. Now, how many horses you got on the bank?
Down to about a little over 200. Everybody's doing great. Bringing in RVs for their grooms. It's our second year with this, so it was challenging last year to get everybody to buy into it. But
where are the RVs coming from?
They own them. You know, trainers own them.
Oh, really?
Bring them out, yeah.
Where do you put them?
In between the barns if they're not in the way, against the wall, just everywhere that's not in the way.
Good.
It's worked out good. I know it's tough. But
they don't leave it.
Death taxes and fire marshal.
Yeah, no, I was going to say the fire marshal probably.
Fairgrounds property. So, no, everything's going good, knock on wood. And I'm excited to have Tony. You know, he's qualified and he's a professional. He's an expert at this. And I think he'll do a good job. He's been back there every day and he's familiar. How many times you come out to our property when you're state police, Tony?
Probably about well over 20 times. So. But Mr. Cook took care of the staying in the tack room prior to my arrival. So I think it's just now managing and make sure my people stay up with it.
Okay, great. And your perimeter security's tight?
Well, it's a challenge, you know, that's a tough area.
Yeah, no.
You know, we got to manage it. We got, you know, those cards are dealt us, and we got to manage it as well as we can. That's why Tony is very familiar with that area. And
okay.
He can't do it. I don't know who can.
That will very good. All right. Well, welcome.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Thank you, guys.
One F.
Zia Park, request for approval of 2024 per schedule.
Yes, Chairman. Chris McRelane, Penn Entertainment, representing Zia Park. On the screen here. Zia Park is submitting its 2024 proposed per schedule. You should have it there in front of you. Essentially, it is identical to the 2023 schedule in terms of the amounts per category and the amounts contributed by the New Mexico Breeders Association.
Any questions from Mr. McLean?
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? It's approved. Thank you, sir.
I'll just say, Chris, wow. You ought to have some competition, good races for that kind of money.
I think most are aware that last year's purse distribution was a record for the state of New Mexico, and certainly the results panned out both from the business side in terms of the handle, the participation in the races, field size. So we're hoping that that's going to that momentum that we created last year will continue into the 2024 meet as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hola, G. Ridoso.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Rick Ball, Ridoso Downs. At this time, I'd like to request ratification of approval to amend our 2024 post times and wagering format due to the 16 trials that we had on opening weekend of Friday and Saturday.
We need a motion.
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Got a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, also Ruidoso Downs request approval to amend our 2024 racing officials, our gate crew, as submitted.
Wilson.
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
A motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? They go on number three.
Mr. Chairman, at this time, I'd like to request approval of a rookie by the name of Rick Ball as the general manager for Ruidoso Downs.
Hey, we decided we're going to.
General manager doesn't have anything to do with the. Does it have anything to do with the Sammy side?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
General manager of the property. So.
Of course it does.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't do nothing without it. Anything from commissioners?
It's my understanding that the commissioners were going to seek to table this matter in order to wait for the background check from the Gaming Control Board.
Okay, we only need a motion on that, do we?
No, just no action at this
time. Okay. We're just going to table it till we get everything from the game control, Mr. Ball. That's all right with you.
Understood, Mr. Chairman. Our secondary application has been submitted, and I've been licensed with the Gaming Control Board since 1999, and I'll be submitting my application to the Gaming Control Board first of next week, and I understand.
Okay. No problem. Then we should have everything together by the next meeting and get you approved.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Anything else from Mr. Boss? No, that's it. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No, sir.
We're adjourned.
All right.